Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from BsideBlog.com and the Banter Blender podcast. Joining me as usual is the always funny, always hilarious, always lovely, and always comforting Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast and the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills audiobook podcast thing.
Oh, Ben.
What is up, Rondell?
Not much, baby. How's everything going with you today on this fine Friday?
It is great. Thank God it's Friday. And also, happy birthday to my mom and Sharon Stone.
Yes. And
Osama bin Laden. My mom shares a birthday with such a crazy mix of celebrities. I mean, Sharon Stone and Osama bin Laden.
They have the same birthday figures.
Yeah, there's some even more crazy celebrities born today. I don't remember them offhand, but all I can remember is Sharon Stone and Osama bin Laden. I think Chuck Norris too.
Oh my God!
Yeah, it's a big day for birthdays. Olivia Wilde.
Yeah, you just ruined it. You just went backwards.
Emily Sandé.
No. I mean, you peaked at Osama and then kind of kept it
Robin
going
Thicke?
With Chuck Norris.
Robin Thicke.
No.
Robin Thicke,
the
anyone?
Osama to your ears.
Timbaland, John Hamm. There we go.
Wow, that's a lot.
There's even more. Edie Brickell. I mean, there's a lot of people born today. Prince Edward, Earl of Wessex.
Does anybody ever ask when the new Bohemians were born? No, only Edie Brickell. Oh, I love some Jasmine Guy. You know that's true.
Yeah, we're just going to end it right there, Jasmine Guy. So Jasmine Guy, Sharon Stone, Osama bin Laden, and Shannon Tweed, and my mom. Happy March 10th, everyone. Well, it's a big day. Not only is it the end of the week, but we finally get to recap Summer House, which has become a favorite of ours, which means it's going to get canceled. So sorry, everyone.
Oh, we love you, Summer House.
Actually, I think that it might not get canceled, and here's why. Carl and Kyle were both on Watch What Happens on Monday night, and I think that's a pretty significant thing. I don't think that Andy puts on people from shows that are going under.
I will say this: I saw them on an Instagram post sharing a drink with Jax. And they were all like, yeah, bruh. Like, that was the face they all had. And I was like, gross. Like, is there not enough strains of herpes in the Hamptons you need to bring that one to? Come on, guys.
I know. No, it was a crazy triple crossover because Shep was there from Southern Charm and Jax. And then Kyle, and Ara. So it was like the whole gang. So I'm hopeful that this means that the ratings are good enough to get the guys on to Watch What Happens as guests, not just as bartenders.
Well, time will tell.
Time will tell. Such an amazing episode this week. If you're not watching Summer House, or if you were turned off in the beginning of the season because it was just too bland and too white, you are missing out on the most hilarious bland whiteness you could imagine.
I was getting angry even in the beginning because Carl did the beginning this week, I'm, you know, up and down, hot and cold, if you will, with Carl.
Very Katy
But
Perry.
He's like, at the beginning, it's just his tongue movements. At the beginning of this season, I made a rookie mistake of hooking up really quickly. So I corrected it by fucking lots of homely strangers. Ugh, gross. Tongue.
I know. I was very much like, shut up, Carl. Carl,
yeah, shut up, Carl.
Carl.
But then we opened back on the girl fight from last week, which is amazing. So the girls are all sitting around the table in the kitchen. Basically, the twins are basically just yelling at Christina at this point.
I call it the Inquisition of Christina. Because for those who forgot, when Carl was decided that he wanted to go back to fucking Lauren, he threw Christina under the bus. He's like, "Well, I was fucking around with other girls because Christina told me that you wanted to marry me, so I wasn't interested in that. So it's really all Christina's fault." And Lauren's like, "That Christina, she is just always interfering and meddling. Rapport Gibson."
Yeah. Like, Christina's telling him, "I want to poke holes in his condom." Like, why would she do that, Christina? I mean, Christina, Carl, why would you say that about my sister, Christina?
Why does Lauren want to marry Carl?
Yeah, why are you getting between her and Carl, Christina? Carl.
Yeah, Christina, why are you doing that, Christina?
Oh, the twins. So funny. And Christina's like, "What is the big deal? I mean, you're just dating the guy, for Christ's sake. It's not like it's that big of a deal." And she goes, "Well, maybe I could have something. It's a big deal if you didn't ruin it."
Yeah, she's like,
I'm like, "Oh, okay. So Christina's the reason you're single now."
Exactly. She's like, "Maybe I could find a good person if there wasn't so much noise in the background." I was like, first of all, that's probably your twin sister making the noise, quacking back there. And second of all, you deserve a man who's not going to be turned off by the quote unquote noise. That's the way. Don't blame someone else for your bad man choosing, okay?
But then Christina cannot recover. Like, Christina's perfect for a Bravo show because all she has to do is say, "I was just trying to stand up for you," and it would be over. She'd be like, "Oh," but instead Christina's like, "I was trying to help you. Do not fall for this. Do not fall for it." She's like, "Fall for what, Christina? Yeah, fall for what? Hey, yeah, Christina, what do you mean fall for that?
What's Carl for nothing, what's he trying to fall for everything?
What's he trying to do? You're saying he's a criminal? Is he a terrorist? Just say it.
Fiona Apple. You like Fiona Apple? Why do you like Fiona Apple?"
So then we cut back to the other fight at the restaurant.
This one was the Inquisition of Everett.
So Everett is basically, Lindsay's yelling at him because she found out he slept in the bed with all those girls. And she's like, "Well, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to go sleep tonight in a bed that's a guy's bed. And guess what? With a guy in a guy's bed with a guy who's got a bed." So.
And his name is Guy. Okay. And we're going to watch a movie with Guy Pearce, directed by Guy, Madonna's husband.
Also, happy birthday to Jasmine Guy.
I'm Richard with birthday cake, recipe by Guy Fieri.
And Everett's like, "Whoa, but he was born on the same day as Hitler, huh? Well, that was quite a war."
"I remember the first time we celebrated your birthday, and it was Bin Laden's day, and the fireworks were going off. It reminded me of the shells landing in Nam."
"All I wanted was a shower, but now I'm afraid of the acid rain. You get it right, geek."
How could you? So,
oh, I started it too late. Sorry, I was like, I gotta find it, We'll do it again. Don't worry, everyone. We'll do another Adagio for Strings moment.
Oh, right after making up, Lindsay's like, I'm in a guy's bed, and bye. See how you like that." So she leaves, and then Ever the romantic is like, "Yeah, well, good fucking luck, chicks."
I think right before she left, Lindsay was like, "You know what? I don't even know who to believe anymore." It's like, let me guess, you're going to believe Everett. So don't even ask us who to believe, because you're gonna make a fuss and you're going to believe Everett. So then Carl's like, "Brah, a gentleman doesn't leave his girl, doesn't let her go, brah."
Yeah, so, it's like, "I know you haven't been single and creepy for a long time, but when a girl runs out of a bar, you chase her and hope that she falls down drunk." It's like, whoa, date rapist.
Yeah.
So Everett does, and then we switch back to the other fight.
Yeah. Where they're just going after Christina. And it's mainly Lauren. You know, there's some Jacqueline, too, because Jacqueline got dragged into this. And, you know, her line of defense is not a good one. She just kind of repeats things. You know, I don't remember exactly what they said to her, but what I imagine they said was something like, "Christina, why do you always interfere? I interfere? You interfere. The world interferes. That's sort of her style of logic. It's not good.
Yeah, she's a you are lawyer.
Yeah. Christina, you actually have the stronger hand in the situation, but your line of defense is not the best.
Because she really still doesn't know what it is.
She has no idea. Like, what's
she doesn't
going
know
on.
What she said, because Carl didn't say anything even close to what she said.
Yeah.
I mean, in that car, basically, Carl was like, "I'm fucking Jacqueline, right, Jacqueline?" Jacqueline's like, "Yeah, but."
Ooh, and Christina's like, "I love being fucked by Carl."
Yeah, Christina's. That's. I'm just kidding. Because that's how I am. I'm like a girl who likes to play. So, her voice is getting raspier, right?
These anti-lock brakes in this car are making me so hot, Kyle.
Oh my God, the way you turned on that turn signal. Bleh, yeah, fuck it. I'm gonna fuck you with that same rhythm.
It's like, okay, Jacqueline. So anyway, all Christina said was, you're gonna hook up with Lauren in that. I mean, you're gonna hook up with this hoe in the house. You know that you're gonna piss off a Workus twin, right? I wouldn't do that. But she doesn't even know that's the conversation that they're referring to. So no, she idea. Doesn't know how to stick up for herself. She's just like, you are.
You did. Not well, me. She's
you don't like, even don't learn know. Your lesson because you don't learn your lesson with Kyle because you did the exact same thing to me that you did to Kyle. And then Christina starts crying and the twins are like, whatever. I can't. I just can't with her. Like, seriously, whatever.
Seriously. I mean, like, why is she crying? I can't even have to deal with her crying. Like, Carl, did you see we made her cry, Carl? Carl, we made her cry.
And Alexis, the guest, you can tell that she really has known these girls forever because she's just eating through the whole thing.
She's like, I wonder.
She's just like, it's every day. The twins are yelling at someone. She's like, yeah, it's good pasta.
Alexis is like, I wonder if I should just go take a ride on Crashly right now. Which is the scooter. So then Christina goes off to cry in her room because she's like, what the fuck? And then Lauren has this twisted line of logic where she goes, no one cries if they don't feel like they did something a little wrong. Or no one cries if they don't, yeah, if they don't feel like they did something a little wrong. I'm like, or you cry if you've been wrongly accused. You know what makes me cry? When everyone says you're a fucking terrible person and you have no idea what's happening. That would make me cry.
Or if you roll your ankle. Am I right, Carl? Carl? Ow. No one's here for me. There's like literally no one here for me. Just like I'm wrapping up your leg right now.
Carl, did you see Crashly? Ashley's on Crashly right now, Carl. Carl. You know, the CN Crashly is for Carl.
Carl. To call it Crashly. Carl. Crashly. Hey, Carl. Want to ride Crashly, Carl?
Carl. Does he belt? Carl, you want a helmet for Crashly? Carl.
Christina goes off and does her talking head thing. And she's like, you know, this summer has been like really hard for me and I feel like drinking. And then she lifts like a Arnold Palmer up and it's a goke.
She's like, oh, I wasn't making a slurpy noise. I have the remnants of a Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee here. So I was trying to provide some Foley for the moment. But yeah, she's just like, I just feel like drained. So I wrote that down too. I don't know why it made me laugh also. It was sort of like overdramatic and yet so accurate to the moment.
Back at the other restaurant, Everett has chased Lindsay out and then they just both come back in smiling like nothing happened. I mean, these two, they're getting so good at fighting that it's like, I'm gonna fuck a guy. Okay, I'm back.
Yeah, scene two.
And then Everett, Lindsay returns and Everett goes, Ohio.
Like, shut up, Everett.
Jesus.
Things were rough out there out in the parking lot.
And Carl.
A lot of Lindsay. I saw the enemy approaching. It was the valet, and I said, stay back, man. Stay back. There's a woman here. A woman I need to fight for. Her heart. And I looked at her and I said, you're a geek. And she said, you're a geek. And then we fucked in the bushes and said, let's go back and have our shrimp cocktail.
Mission accomplished.
I was leaving it on for you. Last week.
No, that was too good. No, I was just listening.
Last week, I kept cutting it off right as you were about to do yours. And so this time I held it on and you didn't do yours.
Well, just keep it playing.
Okay.
So now? Right now, no, just kidding. It's the most awkward one ever.
Then I told him to keep playing and he pressed stop.
This is
like,
as if
the... oh man, stop cocking blocking my monologues. This is Vietnam, not cock blocking, Nam.
This is as if the Workus twins were on, who were doing the soundboard. Now, Carl, now, do we play the music now, Carl?
Now,
Carl,
now. Carl, you want the sound now?
Carl, you want the music now, Carl? Carl.
So Carl, speaking of, tries and saves this relationship and he's like, look guys, you've got your strengths. I mean, look, here's the big deal. Let's look at it closely. So Everett slept with some chicks. Is that a regular thing? Does he do that every day? And then he goes, oh, no. Okay, then. You're back together.
He's like, you know, you guys are so strong together, and you get your strength from these moments. I'm like, what does that mean? What is that? I hate that bullshit line of thinking. Like, yeah, you know, when you have stupid, petty fights over bullshit, you get your strength from those moments. No, you're just getting weaker and weaker and weaker.
Guys, when you embarrass yourselves at dinner and leave the rest of us feeling stressed out with our bread baskets, that's when we know you're meant to be together forever. It's like, wait, what? Where did you learn romance? Says the guy who, like, made one girl fall for him and then, like, tried to fuck the other hoe on the couch,
I think,
Carl.
I think on the couch, Carl.
A machine rose.
On the machine. I think Steven said it best. He said, you know your relationship is in deep trouble when you're getting advice from Carl. I'm surprised the workers did not come bursting through the wall and just chop off Steven's head. Don't say that about Carl, Carl.
So then the party music starts. Everybody's made up. So now it's like, ns. And they're like, oh my God, do you want some rosé? Yeah. So it's like, yeah, they're partying.
Skinny dipping.
I poured a drip of rosé down that guy's throat.
They're all having the best time. And Christina's in bed, and no one's even asked, like, hey, what happened to Christina? Where's Christina tonight? They're just like, get Crashly, let's have a good time.
And poor Christina, she's in bed like, I just try and help everybody. And they're like, yeah, rosé, bitch! Hey, you guys want to do a rosé bong?
This
is the widest cast I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, and then then there's a shot of Lauren on top of Carl. They're on like a chaise lounge, and he's like doing a push-up with her. He's like raising her up, and she's like, babe, stop, babe. Oh, Carl.
Yeah,
Carl, babe.
He's like, I'm really big to you, Carl. I don't want to crush you, Carl. And he goes, give me your weight. It's like, oh my God. If that's not a marriage proposal, I don't know what is.
Carl,
I mean, if someone ever said, give me your weight, I would chain them to a radiator and keep them forever. It's like the most romantic thing I've ever heard. Give me your weight.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, boo. Yeah. Crush you like one of those cats on Hoarders or whatever. Like, we found a flattened cat between boxes. This lady has so much shit. That would be my Carl. I'm keeping you forever, Carl.
Carl, I'm giving you my weight, Carl. So then the next morning, everyone wakes up and they hop into a yellow van. I didn't know this was a magic school bus, Carl. Carl, magic, get it, Carl? It's a joke. And they go to like a rosé party where DJ Rosé is playing. I mean, they really are hammering home this rosé thing. They will not let it go.
Oh, the widest drink ever. It's like wider than Mountain Dew.
I know. And the sad thing is I fall for it. I'm like, I want rosé now.
It's like just rosé. Like, you really know you've made it when you're like, guys, let's party and have some rosé. It's like, oh, there's an expendable income. I don't need to be around.
I know.
So a sweater tied around your shoulders. I will kill you, Ben. I will kill you dead.
So then they were
gossiping at parties, and or they were gossiping about their different dinner parties. And I think it was the twin or was it Jacqueline? Well, someone was telling someone about the story, and she's like, it was really bad. She was screaming, we don't have a problem, you're the problem. Oh my God.
Also, in the corner, Lauren was with Carl, and she goes, Carl, I've never not had 1 minute of not fun with you, even when we're fighting.
Carl,
have you ever had 1 minute of not fun with me, Carl? Carl, how many minutes have you had that were not fun? Carl, I've got a stopwatch. Let's do like 60 seconds, Carl, and see how much not fun we can have. Carl.
Oh my God, Carl, you're having fun. Okay, let's start over. I'm going to restart the clock until you're not having fun.
Oh my God, I made it 7 seconds, Carl. Carl.
Oh my God, you're having not fun right now.
Carl, I just suddenly had fun, Carl. Carl, I just suddenly had fun. Let's do it again, Carl. Carl, you want to have some not fun? Okay, let's not have fun for like a minute. Okay, it's 20 seconds, Carl. I'm like already having fun. This is, you know what? Timing you not having fun is like actually so much more fun than I ever thought it would be, Carl.
That was so fun. That's not like fun, not. You know what I mean, Carl?
Yeah. Like, this is truly the most fun I've ever had all summer long, Carl. What do you think, Carl?
He's like, hey, Carl, you like to have not fun, Carl?
You like not fun, Carl? Carl, what's more fun? You ever seen that? You know what music I want to see, Carl? Not Fun House. Or is it called Not Fun Home? Carl, what do you think about Alison Bechdel, Carl? Carl, do you know about the Alison Bechdel? You know about the Bechdel tests, Carl?
He's like, you're hot when you're mad. I really like it when you're mad, babe. It's like, I can get mad more. Ah, that's awesome.
Getting mad at
like my intention. And then he tells us, like, you know, I know that, like, I'm Carl, so I mess things up for myself, but my intentions are good with her. Yeah, right. Let's see how long that lasts.
He is such a faker. It is. I don't know whether to hate him or just applaud him. He is so aggressively fake and so transparent.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, did I mention that I paid my mom's rent this month? Oh, yeah. Swallow it. Jeez, pig. So Carl and Everett are talking at the pool, and I didn't, someone was, they were talking about some girl, and I didn't understand this douche line, and mostly I love their, like, 80s douchey lines, but one of them's like, yeah, look at that girl over there. She going shark hunting tonight?
Oh.
What did that mean?
Because she was, it was actually a funny, I thought it was a funny line, because she was wearing one of those, like, sort of, like, I forget what you call them when we sort of wear a top over a bathing suit, and it looked like chainmail, the sort of thing that you put on if you go swimming with sharks, because they can't bite through as much, because it's metal.
Oh, I was like, it what wasn't, kind of douchey line is that?
It wasn't a metaphor, I mean, it could have been a metaphor, but it was...
You're like, whoa, Captain Ahab!
Like, it was actually a pretty funny allusion.
Oh, well.
So then Everett starts talking about how... talking about Steven meddling with that whole situation with telling everyone that Everett was with four girls. He's like, yeah, that geek, him and Christina just love to meddle and kill other people's shit. I'm like, yeah, that's why they're our favorites. Have you noticed
that? And Kyle's like, so you guys moving in together? And Everett's like, well, we were talking about moving in together until she talked it over with Death Tina. It ruins everything, Metal Tina.
Metal Tina. Not made of metal, not to be confused with Metal Gear. A video game that accurately expresses my experiences out in the field.
Is that girl wearing a full metal jacket right now, or is she going shark hunting?
Either way, I want to be on board. I got my knife.
I'm sick of playing war games, War Tina.
So I'm going to throw a grenade at Metal Tina and see how her ship blows up.
And not the Bruno Mars type, lady.
Although I love me some Bruno Mars. At least I did before Christina meddled with him and made him not like me back.
I thought grenade was a sexy song until Christina threw one right into the middle of my relationship.
Now I can't even go to Granada. It's all ruined. Anything that starts with Grenade.
Kim Granitelle, you're dead to me.
I can't even have drinks with grenadine in them.
It's all ruined. I told my grandma to go fuck herself and lose my number.
I looked at that Shirley Temple and I just said, fuck you, Shirley Temple. You got grenadine, or as I call it, Grana Christina in you.
I went right up to the Grand Lux Cafe and I said, good luck ever being a Cheesecake Factory. Loser!
You're a geek. You know what I call you? Grand Geek Cafe.
Carl's like, Everett, what are you talking about?
Carl doesn't even care. Carl's just like trying to hump a tree. So Christina takes Lindsay aside. She's like, Christina, Lindsay, wait. You want to talk? You want to chat for a sec? And she's like, I'm okay.
This is, by the way, one of many amazing scenes in this episode. Christina's like, well, I wanted to check in with you to see how things are going with you and Everett. And Lindsay's like, well, me, Everett, things are good. And Christina's
thanks to you. Like, we're still together. So I'm so sorry your evil plans were foiled, but we're still together. Totally great. Everything's great. I almost slept with four dudes last night and a guy that was made for a bed, but I didn't. And it's done now. So. And Christina's like, well, I'm asking because you had talked early in the summer about moving out, and now we have a friend who wants to move into your room, so what are your plans? And she's like, well, we haven't spoken about it since we originally spoke about speaking about it, so, like,
yeah,
she's mad.
So then Lindsay is, but Christina's basically saying, well, I just think that, you know, since we're, like, the lease is up, etc., we should have a 30-day notice. And Lindsay says, like, what do you want for your life? Because I feel like you're 32, you have two roommates, don't y'all want to move out? I was like, that has nothing to do with anything, and it's so bitchy. And Christina's like, but you were the one who wanted to move out. And also, by the way, I'm 30. And Lindsay's like, do you care what I'm saying to you right now?
It's like Christina's what? Like, please, she's 2 years younger than me, and I also look better than her. Yeah. And she's like 2 years older than me.
And then
and she's like, you're jealous is like what I think. Like, you're just like totally jealous because like I'm younger and possibly getting a huge taco contract. And like, who are you?
Like, I'm sorry if I don't let people in. I guess you could say I have a hard shell around me, if you know what I'm saying. Sorry, that was just a practice pitch for the taco company.
Man, I love the way that Everett grounds my meat, but like, it's like, stay on topic, okay? She's like, you're like jealous of anyone with a boyfriend, like what you did to Lauren. And she goes, oh yeah, I'm really jealous of your fucking PTSD abusive ass boyfriend, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, Christina.
I just couldn't believe that Lindsay kept on somehow, I don't know why she kept on trying to turn it on Christina. You know, you're 32 and living with two roommates. You should be concerned with your situation. It's like, Lindsay, you're the one who said you want to move out. She's just asking to follow up, albeit in a slightly bitchy way, but she's still asking for a follow up. So, yeah, so there's the jealous card thing. And then that's where she says, like, yeah, Lauren says you're jealous too. And Christina is like, Christina basically is like, I'm just asking if you're moving out. And she goes, Christina? And then she goes, Lindsay? And then Lindsay goes, of course I'm moving out. And the reason is because of you. Because you've been a bad friend to me for numerous years.
Yeah, she's like, what? I mean, what the hell? All I said was, and she's, oh, really? Reporter Christina reporting? That's how you're always gonna live. Yeah, I can't even talk to her because she's so stupid.
She literally said, Rapar Gibson reporting live. That's how you're gonna live the rest of your life. I was like, zing?
Like, what if she really did that? She's like, hello, I'm reporter Christina.
Before Christina just turned to the camera and said, well, there you have it, people. This is reporter Christina Gibson reporting live from Lindsay calling me a reporter, which I am. So it's not really that insulting. Thank you, Lindsay. By the way, good luck with PR trying to get your clients to get some press coverage from the reporter that you're maligning.
You fucking twit. So Christina
Gibson reporting live.
Christina does our favorite Bravo thing ever, which is goes and cries in the bushes. It's like a classic Bravo move.
She called me a reporter. I'm sorry. I'm still getting over that put down. I just love that this is where they've settled on as their big insult for Christina. Reporter Gibson, that's what she does. She reports. Reporter Gibson. It's like, yeah, no shit. It's her career. Oh, look at Lindsay, PR maven Lindsay. Look at her relating to the public, spreading words, sending out press releases. There she goes. Yeah, no shit, Sherlock. She's a PR lady.
Thanks for my dinner. There goes waiter.
It's a lot, waiter. Loser.
Way to drive my car, valet Chris. Valet Chris, driving cars. That's what he does. Get fucked.
You have a nice bank teller lady. You have a nice day, bitch. Bank teller. You're going to be bank telling every day, probably from 9 to 5. Huh?
Barista Bonnie, serving coffee at Starbucks. That's just what she does.
So then we cut to Kyle. He's now drunk Kyle. And he's like, and the gay's like, he's like a baby tugging on everything. Like, he hits on girls like he's Helen Keller.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know whether to be laugh or be offended, but I'll just do both.
He's like reading their moles. Like, what the hell are you talking about?
Patty Duke was there too, actually. It was very strange. So then Kyle meets sort of like Ukraine's answer to Amanda Seyfried, which is this girl named Daria. And he's like,
oh, good.
He's like, hey. She's like, hello.
And he's like, Daria, that's some Game of Thrones shit.
I'm like, you idiot. It's an MTV shit. MTV. Daria.
this guy, he's like, honestly, fun single Kyle, like summer Kyle. I don't know if it's working out. It's been one day since you haven't had your penis in something. Could you please calm down over there?
Could someone just get him a melon with a hole in it, please?
And these girls, whoever ends up with him, they're such low-rent girls. And it's not because he's not hot and job, you know, gainfully employed, because he is. Like, he's cute and working, but he just says the most horrible things to them. Yeah. He's like, that's some Game of Thrones shit. And, you know, I don't think I have a thing for blondes, but I don't know, maybe I do, you know? This blonde's got a mate to keep the zero blonde gene alive. And she's like, well, I am 100% blonde. And he's like, yeah.
So speaking of blondes, Ashley sees Christina crying by herself. She's like, I think I should pile on. I'll be right back. So Ashley goes over to talk to Christina. And Christina's like,
right after the other twin is going, hey, guys, rosé party. Turn it up, guys. Turn it up, guys. Turn it up.
Turn down for what, Carl? What do you want to turn down for? Carl, what do you like doing more, turning down or turning up? I like them both, actually. What do you want, Carl? So
fun. This is fun, Carl, but it's about to be not fun. I don't want to see you when it's not fun. So turn it up, Carl. Turn it up.
Carl, turn up the music. Carl, I've had 60 seconds of almost not fun. Carl?
So Christina has decided that crying on the sidewalk in front of a bush is awkward. So she, like, full-on goes to a picnic area. I mean, where the hell are they? It's, like, off a freeway somewhere.
So Christina has adopted a new line of defense, which is, I had four girls yelling at me. Do you know what it's like to have four girls yelling at me? So
now these twins are anal and they do not like bad facts. You know, she's like, there were not four girls that are yelling at you. There were three.
Can you explain what I was like for me crying?
I wasn't crying, Carl. Yeah, I was not crying.
Carl. No, Carl. Carl, I wasn't crying. Was I crying? Alexis wasn't crying. I wasn't yelling.
Here's what you need to do. You need to separate the issues, because one of your issue is like why someone else is mad at you, which has nothing to do with why I'm mad at you. So those are like different issues. And I just had to like walk down here after rolling my ankle. You know, it was really hard. It was really hard. And here I am. I'm without Brad. I have nobody. Like, here I am. Now I have to deal with you. Yeah, even Crashly couldn't even make it down here, you know?
Like, I was afraid of getting Crashly. I don't want a DUI.
Crashly wouldn't even come hug you. And she's like the newest friend here. Like, that's how terrible you are.
Listen, you're jealous of Crashly. Why are you saying such bad things about Crashly? Why are you saying that her wheels don't work? Why are you saying that, like, Carl wants something more out of Crashly than she can give?
Christina's like, yeah, but you guys were yelling at me. And she goes, I didn't yell at you. Tell me how I yelled at you. Tell me how I yelled at you. Go ahead. I dare you. Tell me. Like, you're doing it right now.
Yeah. And Ashley's like, are you, like, not in tune with the reality, Christina? And Christina goes, am I not in tune with reality? Are you not in tune with reality? I'm like, this is really getting nowhere.
So then the twins are in their interview part. And they're like, well, we have to take Christina breaks because overwhelming. Like, it's really overwhelming. I mean, we've been friends with her a long time. And there have been some ish. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's like, it's totally overwhelming. It's overwhelming, Carl.
Yeah. Carl, don't you think Christina's overwhelming?
Like, I need a break.
Carl.
Like,
Carl,
if what? Carl were here, he would agree.
Carl, right, how, Carl? Yeah, Carl. On a scale of 0 to 10, how overwhelming is Christina?
And are Christina's you having fun like not fun, it? Fun, not.
She's not fun. Carl. She's not fun. She's not like fun for 60 seconds. Like, I've had not fun with Christina for like 120 seconds many times.
So and then Christina, back to the fight, Christina's still repeating things. She's like, Carl.
She's like, focus.
All right. You focus. At one point, Christina said that, like, you know, she was, again, was like, there were four girls. And then Ashley was like, Alexis wasn't yelling. Don't you dare say Alexis was yelling. Alexis was not yelling. It was like a thing. Like, how could she accuse Alexis of yelling? Alexis didn't even care. Alexis is probably eating a hot dog somewhere.
If you say Alexis yelled at you, I'm going to throw a drink on your head. I swear to God, Christina.
That's right. That's what she did. I swear to God, I'm going to throw this on you.
I'm going to throw a drink on your head.
Frick.
I like that. I like Mary Twin. So she's like, I'm not even going to talk to you. Don't accuse me of yelling. And then she walks off and Kyle's passing by, probably looking for a tree to pee on.
Yeah.
And she's like, he's like, how's everything going? She's like,
she doesn't get it, Kyle. She just doesn't get it. Like, accusing me of yelling. She miscounted people yelling at her. I mean, that is the end of it, Kyle.
And he's like, I don't like when people cry at a rosé party. So.
But then he was sweet because he was like, I feel like I have to stand up for Christina because no one else will. And I was like, that's nice. Until next week when you betray her or she betrays you. Who knows?
So he goes to talk to Christina and he's like, look, I know it's tough right now, but at the end of the day, we're your friends. And she's like, are you? I mean, not you, but like, are you my friends? Are you guys really? Are you my friends?
I mean, what do I know? I'm just reporter Christina reporting live for the rest of my life. Porter Gibson.
So the married goes to everyone else yelling, like, can you believe she was saying I was yelling? How dare she? And the gay is just like, ugh. He's giving this look like,
he's like, when is this season over? I want to go see my transcontinental husband.
So Kyle gives Christina a little pep talk, and then Christina tells us, no good deed has gone unpunished this summer. Like, should I just be a bitch and an asshole to everybody and be drunk all the time? Is that how it works? Yeah. Like, yes. Yeah, and then it cuts to a shot of Kyle sleeping face down by the pool. Like, yes.
That's exactly right.
That is how.
So then a little bit later on after this party, Ara and Lenza are talking. They're talking about the Christina conversation. She's like, yeah, I called her reporter Gibson. And it was like a really good put down. And I'm going to release a press release about it. Because I'm, you know, PR lady, Lindsay. And so she's like, yeah. She asked me if we'd be moving in together. And like, will we be moving on together, Robert? So he's like,
yeah, Everett, like, I told her you were 32 years old and you should be the one moving out. And he's like, she's like, whether or not we move in, like, I don't even care over it because, like, I'm moving out because I can't stand her. And he's like, well, my tour at my current apartment is up soon. And I'm going to have to tell him, do I have the stones to continue on in this place? Or am I going to try and get a new master? Downtown living.
You know, your audio just totally disappeared there for a moment, but it somehow seemed to work with the music. It was like,
it was so good.
I'm sorry. It just sort of like turned into like a whisper and went away.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
Well, thanks a lot.
We're just having trouble getting that bit off the ground. Happens
today. Thank you, everybody. I'm going to go. I'm going to go be 32 and alone in my closet.
Lindsay did something that I also hate, which is she was saying about moving in. She's like, well, you know, we fight, but we're passionate. I'm like, I hate that shit. I hate when people say that. Well, we fight real hard, but we love real hard. I'm like, no, that means you're dysfunctional. I'm sorry. Yeah. It means you're dysfunctional. There's a way to love really hard without fighting really hard.
And as someone who doesn't know you, but if I did and was possibly around you as a friend in any way, I don't want to hear you love hard. And I don't want to hear you hate hard either. How about you both just shut the fuck up and be a normal couple and let us get through one meal? How about that?
How about that?
But also, you can see how this relationship is so doomed. Just this conversation is so bad. He's like, well, my lease is up and might have to join a different military for, whatever. And she's...
Anything I say reminds me of when I had to find an apartment in Nob. I said, is there an ensuite? They said, no, there's a hole in the ground. And I said, shut up, geek. I want an ensuite.
Home is the hut you hate these little robins today. I could as easily kick your ass in a village as I could in an apartment on the Upper East Side. World, little lady.
So she's like, oh my god, you're gonna like have to move out of your apartment and you like what, you have to tell them what to do? And he's like, yeah, I gotta tell them by the end of next week. She's like, ah, you do? Yes, Lindsay, it's called giving notice.
Yeah.
You don't just say I'm moving tomorrow and then not pay rent.
There's a reason why no one insults you, Lindsay, by calling you Landlady Lindsay, because you don't understand any of it.
Because when Christina, this echoes the fight with Christina, because Christina's like, well, like, I mean, I think it would be fair if you gave us a month notice if you're going to move out. She's like, month notice? What? That's crazy. Like, who would do that? And so now Evan's saying it. She's like, you're going to give him a month's notice? She's like, yeah. He's like, so...
since I gotta move and you gotta move, I mean, I guess we should move in together.
Like, that sounds like it's gonna be a perfect step in this relationship.
Yeah, I know, exactly. So then it's like fun times at the house again, and we see them playing beer pong, and Jacqueline is down by the ball, like by the cups, trying to seduce the ball. She's like, "Oh, I'm Jacqueline. I'm just a flirt. Just throw the ball in my mouth because it reminds me of sucking on someone's dick, but I don't do that.
If I was a real slut, maybe I would suck this ball down and blow it out through my vagina, but I'm not, so I'll just sit on it."
And then they cut to Christina, who's in bed again.
Well, poor thing. I mean, Jesus, how many days do you have to cry? So the twins, like, I'm really glad Alexis is here because she's my true friend. Like, she's really my friend. And then we finally get to hear Alexis talk. And Alexis is like, "Hey, you know I saw Brad. And is he mad? Is he mad at me?" "No, he's not mad. He's just concerned that you're not with him. And it was me. I'd be honest, I'd feel the concern too that you're not with me." It's like, well, no wonder Alexis doesn't talk much. Jeez.
And Laura, and Ashley is just doing this whole thing of like, "I just feel like if I leave, then I don't know. I have to leave Lauren, and I don't know if I should make the right decisions. Like, what about Carl? What about Carl? What's she gonna do with Carl? Is she gonna have like not fun with Carl? I'm concerned she's gonna have not fun with Carl." And they cut to Carl and Lauren in the gazebo area, and Carl is just, you know, giving her more lines of bullshit with faux introspection. He's just saying things like, "Yeah, you know, you deserve a lot better from me. You know, I really struggle with opening up," which is not the same as open. Saying that you struggle with opening up is not really the same as opening up. And Lauren's like, "Oh my God, Carl's really opening up to me. Wow, Carl, Carl, I thought we were going to have fun, but it turns out we're really just opening up. I can't believe we're having 60 seconds of opening up instead of fun. Oh, wow. Turns out opening up is fun. Carl, can you believe that?"
So she's like, "Look at that exit sign. It's exiting right now." "No, it's not. It just says exit." "Well, but it's leaving." "No, it's not. It just says that." "Carl, where do I leave? How do I get out of the store? Carl." So, yeah, he's doing that shady guy thing where he's like, "You deserve better. But my parents are divorced. And because of that, I'm lacking chromosomes that don't quite connect with each other and let me feel what it's like when you're really hurting." I'm like, that's called being a sociopath. And then stupid Lauren, and this is why she's not going to be in a happy relationship anytime soon, is she's like, "Oh, no, that's not a problem. It's just that you have this idea of yourself that's not true. And you just don't give yourself enough credit." I'm like, for what? He's an asshole.
Yeah, I'm so glad that we found out that Christina was ruining all this, because you're the good one here, Carl. Carl, yes. You're so much better than Christina, Carl.
You're one of those people who bitches about pigeons shitting all over the street, and then you sit out there at lunchtime and throw them bread. You know? You're the problem.
So meanwhile, speaking of pigeons and bread, Kyle goes on a date with Daria, because when he was drunk, he made plans with her. It's sort of weird that they have a date for the next day. That was pretty quick. So it's like a totally unexciting date, and he's like, "So, how old are you?" And she's like, "Oh, I'm 23. And then he just starts talking about Amanda.
Oh, my God. And this girl. Oh, did we mention that Kyle hooked up with Jacqueline, or was she just sleeping in his bed? Did they hook up?
No, they didn't. Did they tell us? They just were in the same bed. They weren't hooking up.
Oh, okay.
But he's just going, you know, something that you should never do on a date is go on and on and on about your ex. And that's what he's doing. He's like, "Yeah, so, you know, Amanda came over. I was going to be single Kyle, but Amanda was coming over earlier in the summer. So we were sort of hooking up. But now I've been single Kyle. But we were hooking up." And even dumb Daria is like, "And don't you call that dating?" He's like, "No. I also went on a date with Steve Jobs, which was pretty cool because I thought he was dead."
This is one of those girls in the Hamptons that walks everywhere with a backpack because she's staying in some damn youth hostel. This girl does not care what you look like, what you do, anything. She needs a bed. So just give her a bed and do whatever you want with her. And I guess he's using it for therapy, because I know that he knows these backpack girls just the same as everybody else. He probably saw that backpack and was like, "That girl is going to listen to some Amanda stories all night long."
Yep.
And she's paying for her own coffee tequila drink as well.
Yes, exactly. Then the next morning, it's time for brunch, and everyone's going to this place. And Ashley invited Christina to come to brunch, but she never heard back. And according to the footage that we see, it looks like Christina's packing up to go back into the city. So they're all...
I tried to be nice. So yeah. I invited Christina because I'm really nice. And I texted, but I don't know if she's coming. So I tried to be there for her. But
I tried to be nice. I'm not going to say anything to her until she apologizes. I've got nothing to say. I won't be talking to her. Watch me not talk to her. This is my impression of me not talking to her. So, Christina, and how do you like me not talking to you?
Like, yeah, but guys, I kind of understand it. Because when you're living in a house and you're feeling left out, she goes, oh, yeah? Well, not until an apology, Missy.
Yeah.
I will not say anything until I get an apology. Jacqueline's like, ugh.
Carl, we're going to drive home tonight, right? Right, Carl? Carl? Carl, we're driving home tonight? Carl? Carl, we're going to drive home. We're going to have so many 60 seconds of fun, Carl. Carl?
Carl, are you going home tonight? He's like, yeah, I have a meeting. She's like, Carl has a meeting.
Guys, Carl has a meeting. Guys, let's meet this quick. Carl's a meeting tomorrow. You got to prep for it, Carl. Carl? Carl?
And then we get Christina trying to act like she's, you know, Crystal on fucking Dynasty or whatever. Was that with Crystal Carrington? Or was that?
I don't know. My mind is going to Crystal Bernard.
But she, oh, no. No.
It always
she's
does.
Trying to be like soap opera vixen.
Yes.
Where she's like, here I come. I'm standing at the top of the steps with a rolling suitcase. And now I will try and roll it down the steps.
It's like, dun, dun, dun. Christina's coming to brunch.
I would roll my suitcase through the screen. Come on, suitcase. Come on, suitcase.
Oh, wait. One moment, everyone. It's snagged on a planter. Hold on. All right. Hold on. Oh, it's tumbling down the stairs. A little too fast for me. Okay. Hello. I have arrived at brunch, after all. I'm going to just sit down. Do you mind if I put my suitcase? Can it sit here? Is there room? Should I put it over here? I'm just afraid I won't be able to. Okay, I'll put it here. Hello. Hello. You're giving her a
like, hey, guys. I like her big soap opera vixen line. She's like, hey, guys. What's up? I was like, ooh, Christina, girl.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. The anger of that, what's up? So the twins like, oh, you're catching a train, blah, 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 blah.
Christina's saying that she has a meeting at Wet Paint tomorrow, which I'm surprised did not set off the twins. Wet Paint? Why do you have Wet Paint? What, like, why not paint, watching paint dry? That sounds boring. Not like me and Carl. It's like,
how many jobs does Wet Paint give people? What do you do when it dries? Just stop giving you a paint check?
Do you like paint, Christina? You know, do you like lead paint? That's poisonous, Christina. Why are you trying to poison everyone, Christina? Why don't you take ownership of that, Christina? Carl.
That paint wouldn't be so wet if you stopped trying to ruin its life, Christina.
Carl, do you like to paint
Maybe
things?
It would be dry paint.
Carl,
let the
Carl,
paint dry, paint. Christina.
She's like, I just have a job interview. You know what's funny is that when the series began, I thought Christina was going to be the sneaky, passive-aggressive girl who quietly was masterminding everything. But I actually really enjoy that she is the sneaky, passive-aggressive girl who just gets shat on by everyone. Yes. Still has no idea what's going on.
Masterminds nothing. also, just the thought of being the face of Wet Paint is so hilarious to me. It's like, we need a face of Wet Paint. It's like, yeah, I'm going to be the face of Wet Paint, possibly. So it's huge. It's a huge deal.
So the girls are pretending to be supportive, which is hilarious. And then...
but they're like so passive-aggressive. They're like, wow. That's great.
That's great.
Great.
That's great that you're doing something with your life, Christina. Maybe now you can stop meddling. You know what's funny with wet paint is you have to stir it in the bucket. I bet you like that, huh? Don't you, Christina? Christina.
Yeah, stirring up paint. You should work for the store paint website.
you ever talk to Benjamin Moore? You like that? You know, there's a part where they shake up the bucket. That's sort of what you do. You shake up the bucket. You open it up. It's like a color.
And Lindsay's like, what? You got fired from Wet Paint? She's like, no, I didn't say that. God damn it.
So then Ashley, is again, trying to be polite, is asking about Lindsay moving out, which, by the way, because she's like, so I heard that Lindsay's moving out. So can you comment on that, reporter Gibson? By the way, asking about Lindsay moving out, you know what that is? It's meddling.
Exactly.
You ever notice
they
that?
They all do it. And with the meddling stuff, I think Steven's more guilty in his meddling situation. They're different situations, but he was kind of a dick in his. I don't think she was really being a dick.
Yeah.
If Carl was mad at her, that would be one thing. But that the girl is mad at her for sticking up for her is total bullshit.
Is total bullshit. Yeah, Steven was doing it because he's bored. And he's just like, fuck it, I'm going to stir things up because I hate these people. But, you know, Christina really was not trying to stir shit up. But here, when Ashley's trying to get the... Ashley is trying to set a trap for Christina to say some shit about Lindsay so that way they can report back to Lindsay. You know, be like, look at Christina. Reporter Gibson reporting live with more shit about you. You know?
But yeah. The passive aggressiveness was so funny because she's like, wet paint. And the twins are like, wow, exciting. Whoa, yeah. Great. And then Steven's like, Lauren is like a vulture watching a rabbit die in the street right now. I was like, this show is so white. I love that that's like this aggressive fight. They're like, exciting. Whoa. So then he's like, oh my God, it's like a cage match.
Yeah. So then when they're talking about Lindsay possibly moving out, Christina's like, hopefully. And so then Lauren goes, I think she's just trying to move forward. And then, of course, Christina falls for it and goes, well, we're all trying to move forward. And then Lauren's like, well, are you trying to move forward? Because you never came back to the conversation on Friday. You never did, Christina.
Oh, God. So Christina does. Yeah, because I was sobbing in the bathroom.
And she, and then Christina goes to, well, you guys were yelling at me. And so,
yeah, there were like four people yelling at me. And she's like, it was three, Christina. Three people were yelling at you. You need to own what you did. And then the other twin's like, just say you're sorry. That's all we want. Just say you're sorry. Then we can move on. Just say sorry.
Carl, do you know what? Should she say sorry, Carl? Carl, should she say sorry? Carl, let's have some fun saying sorry. You want to play sorry, Carl? Carl, I love that game. You want to play sorry?
Yeah. And she goes, look, I'm really sorry. I did not have bad intentions. And I apologize. And please know that there were no bad intentions. And she goes, oh, good. Thanks. That's all I wanted. Great. Everything's great now, right, Carl?
Carl, it's good now, Carl.
In their diary room, she's like, that felt forced. That wasn't real. That didn't feel right. I didn't like how that felt.
I like they go, as our mom always says, a minute late and a dollar short. I was like, oh, is that a Workus original? I'm like,
a day late and a dollar short.
As my mom always says, that's the way the cookie crumbles. It's a Workus original.
I like that married twin, when she said that, she squinted her eyes and nodded like, yeah. She does that like over squint and nod thing, which is so funny. And she's the one who's always saying like, frick.
Frick.
Holy hamburgers.
Holy hamburgers. I wish like I had I wish I had that dollar, but unfortunately I'm a day late and a dollar short. Carl, do you have a dollar? Here one time, Carl. You're meeting tomorrow. Don't be a day late or a dollar short, Carl.
So Sunday, Everett's grilling some chicken out on the patio. And it's them. It's Everett and Lindsay and Kyle and the gay. And Kyle's like, cheers to Everett for, you know, being able to throw some carcasses on a grill and not sob and jump under a table. He's like, thanks, bro. Working on it.
But I have to say, this grill reminds me of back in Nam. And someone said, you on KP? And I said, hell yeah, I'm on KP. And they said, good, we want some hot dogs. I said, you know what you're going to get? Get hamburgers. And that day I went out and got some hamburgers and I grilled those hamburgers. That's the last I ever saw those hamburgers, because those hamburgers were eaten alive.
So he's making them dinner and Kyle's like, there's gonna be some extras because my friend is joining us. Yeah. And Lindsay's like, and that mean your name from today? Did like she give 30 days notice? And he's like, no. See, Everett, I told you. Like, that's for moving out, Lindsay. Oh,
I like that when Kyle's describing Daria, he calls her a smoke show and Everett goes, yeah, love smokes.
Yeah, love smokes.
So Daria
the
comes
entire
over.
Entire village I left burning. We called it Smoky Love Village. Still haunts me at night. When I first got off that plane and walked through town, all those chickens thought I was there to liberate them. Before you know it, I was at the local Afghani Ralph's asking if they sold all-human barbecue sauce. And every time I eat a kebab, I think about those innocent little children tasting like beer and chicken.
And then they all got on the plane and escaped. And one of them sounded like Mel Gibson. Oh, wait, that was just Chicken Run.
They didn't even give me 30 days notice before they escaped.
And to this day, anytime someone says they flew the coop, I cry, cry, and cry.
So I'm going to move in with Lindsay. It's like, whoa, what? What did that have to do with you moving in with Lindsay?
So
the dumb shows up and she's like, I need a cigarette. And Lindsay's like, do you want food? She goes, do you have a cigarette? And the gay goes, huge red flag.
Yeah. Steven's just rolling his eyes. Lindsay is being so cold. This girl is ashing on a plate full of pasta salad. And she's swirling a glass full of ice. And they're just having some ridiculous patter with Kyle about, I love the way that sounds. And he's like, yeah, it's chemistry. It's physics. She's like, more like chemistry.
Wasn't she blowing fog on the glass or something?
Oh, was that what it was? I didn't know.
I think so. And she's like, oh, look at the fog. Why does it do that? And he's like, physics.
So he brings her down to the chaise lounges. And
what does this mean? I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but I wrote a note saying, ask Ben, because you're easier than Google. I mean, we're already here, right? What does it mean when the gay goes, this girl makes Lisa Frank look like a subtle pattern?
I think it was just a forced line that was fed to him to read.
Who's Lisa Frank? Oh, God, I have to look it up now, Ben.
She's a designer.
Lisa Frank. Stickers, clothing. Okay, go ahead. Oh,
she's
yeah.
Crazy. She's got like crazy shit. Yeah.
It's like unicorns and it's like
it was like for a moment they were like, oh, wait, we're on Bravo. Here, a Lisa Frank reference. So, Kyle and Daria are talking, and he's both missing Amanda and realizing this girl is young and this is not my brand. So
I know, and she's like a dumb hoe, but she's smarter than him in so many ways. He goes, I stayed and you were a contributing factor. She's like, well, you know, but you should stay someplace for pussy. And he's like, yeah, well, I'm trying to figure myself out. She goes, and you are trying to do that through someone else? He's like, is that wrong? What the hell?
So then he's like, so I'm going to get you a cab. He's like, oh.
Yeah, no she's kidding. Like, she's like, how do I know what I look like if you don't tell me?
Yeah. I felt bad for her. She was like all ready to get some. And then he says he's going to get a cab. She's like, yeah, no, that's good. I should probably go because my friends are at the club waiting for me. You know, my friend, you know, Ina and Jeffrey, you ever met them? No?
Yeah, they're totally waiting for me, which is why I've been walking around with the same basket. I mean, the same backpack for, you know, a whole week and not changing my clothes. But okay, you have a good night too. She was telling him, it's crazy, like, how hooking up with your ex is, it like clusterfuck you, you know? I did that with my ex. He was a sailor. He was on a boat, got cluster. Got fucked by so many guys. It hurt. Does your butt hurt? He's like, oh, please, just go now.
So Kyle comes to an epiphany that single Kyle's not as fun. He misses Amanda. So next weekend, he's going to bring out Amanda. So, New York City montage. Talking on the street. Work, work, work.
Working on the street on my cell phone at the same time.
Let's meet for that 3 p.m. I can't talk right now. I'm about to go into Marc Jacobs. Work, 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 work. Professional.
And Christina is at the wet paint offices, which I find it hilarious that wet paint has an office in New York City.
And how? That the walls are finished.
Yeah, what the hell? They're not even drywalled.
So
she goes in and she's like, look, like freelancing as a reporter is a super fun summer job. But now that it's fall, it's the perfect season to shove a real job in Lindsay's fucking face. Okay.
So they're like, so what makes you good for paint? She's like, well, I'm really good at writing articles that people want to read but then can't because a thing pops up saying, in order to read the rest of this article, you have to subscribe to WetPaint, and then everyone leaves. Like, great, you're really hired.
Like, if you send me an email, it auto-replies, I will write you back after you like my Facebook page. So that's what I like to do. How about you guys?
They're like, we're just happy you have a camera crew. We'll call you in like, 5 days to give you the job. Just so we seem sort of professional.
She's like, we're gonna get so many Facebook likes off of this scene. And Christina's like, I have celebrity contacts and contacts if you need new contacts. Like, okay, so when should I expect to hear?
She's like, do you understand the irony that you are working for a company called Wet Paint and you two ladies are very, very dry? You realize that? Mm-hmm. No? Okay.
Why do you guys have wallpaper in an office about Wet Paint? That's confusing, I'm not gonna lie.
Do you realize how scary it is to walk into the offices of Wet Paint and being afraid to touch any wall? I mean, what could happen?
It's so funny that I'm here right now because a really white twin the other day told me I was like a wet blanket. So I thought it was like a sign.
I'm surprised when they said, "So, Christina, what skills do you bring to would you bring to this job?" I'm surprised you didn't say, "My skills. What skills do you bring to this job? Do you know how it feels to have two women yelling at me at a job interview?" And then she goes into the other office and is like, "So, I just want you to know, those two women that are interviewing me, just watch out. Watch out. Christina, are you meddling with your own job interview? You're yelling at me, ma'am."
Okay, well, we'll call you by the end of the week. Oh, you'll call me by the end of the week.
I'll call you by the end of the week. Well, have a good day. Me have a good day.
You have a good day.
Bye. Bye what?
You bye.
You're bye. So then it's like last weekend of the summer, which, by the way, I was crying because it means the show's ending soon. And everyone is in their car driving out to Montauk. And we see Lindsay and Avrat in the car. And Lindsay goes, "The taco place that I was talking to, they're signing me. I just sent them on the contract."
Her actual quote was, "I got that taco contract."
It turns out we have to move to El Paso. Old El Paso, specifically. No, that's just the brand. Oh, that changes so much. I thought we were going to move in together south of the border.
I was like, God, I thought Mexico's too big for a jar, but whatever. What do I know? Send it notice in 30 days. Tell it that we're going to move there.
Turns out that Judge Lance Ito has a new brand of toast, and he wants us to market it. It's called Tostitos.
I got that taco contract.
Sorry, everyone.
I said that. No. I was just trying to keep it straight to say it. I got that taco contract. I walked around my house saying that all night last night. Like, every time on The Bachelorette, it was the women tell all. And every time they'd say something, I'm like, "I got that taco contract." So,
guys, so everyone Taco starts, Tuesday every day now.
Everyone starts arriving at the house or whatever. And Lauren's like, or the other one, the twin, she's like, "Everyone, Carl is at dinner. Carl is at a work dinner, and he will arrive tomorrow between 11 and 11:05.
Prepare to have the most fun minute of your life at 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Prepare to have not fun tomorrow."
I have a stopwatch, and we can all time how much not fun we have with Carl arrives. Carl?
Oh, just got a buzz on my iWatch. Carl just said yes to something at a meeting. It's great.
Guys, great news. My iCal. Carl just got a little bottle of water at the meeting. Not one of the tall ones, but just one of the little ones that you get in Uber. But he has one in the meeting, so he's going to be really lubricated when he talks, guys.
Wait, you guys, wait. Carl's heart rate is up. Hold on. It's coming in my iWatch. He shared with me. Okay. Up. Oh, it's going back down again. Guys, Carl's okay. Carl's doing okay.
Carl is currently tapping on the table, and he's quietly checking his texts so no one can see him. Carl?
You guys, Carl. I'm having so much fun, but not as much not fun if Carl was here.
Guys, do you think that Carl's having the most fun meeting ever? Because how could you not have fun with Carl at a meeting? That's probably actually the best. Like, normally, I wouldn't like to have a business dinner on a Friday night, but with Carl, it'd be actually, like, super fun, right?
Everyone is just looking at her like no one cares. So Kyle announces, "Guys, Amanda's coming to stay for the weekend." And judgy looks.
It was like a combination of judgy looks and "we don't really care." Because he starts saying how, like, "Yeah, you know, I had my fun. I was thinking about it. And I really want Amanda to come." And everyone's like, "Okay, so we don't give a fuck when we're ordering pizza." And then Jacqueline's like, "So, like, where am I going to sleep tonight?" He's like, "I don't know. Got to figure it out yourself, you fucking bitch."
Yeah, he got so mad.
And she's like,
"He's like,
well,
we're not dating." And she's like, "Yeah, but... you know, we all pay the same amount of rent." He's like, "What are you, a mathematician, Miss Mathy Math?
Fit model?
Math?
Jacqueline's like,
"Whoa.
I'm trying to find a way to flirt with this aggression, but it's very difficult."
But this is the same episode. This is the second time in an episode where someone has used their job against them in the sentence. He's like, "Whatever, fit model. What are you, fit model Jacqueline?
That's a scoop for you, reporter Gibson." And I like that Kyle goes, I'm telling you about a personal milestone in my life, and you're like, where am I going to sleep tonight? I'm like, this is a personal milestone. You are very privileged, sir.
Also, how much have you really changed? He's like, guys, this is not single Kyle. This is regular Kyle. And they're like, okay, you look the same. And he's like, well, I'm not, because I still say things like, I want to hang out with my wang out.
So now, probably the very best moment of the episode for me is Christina gets a call during this ridiculous fight, and she gets the job, and it's great. It's like, we're all like very happy for Christina, because wet paint, as much as we're making fun of it, wet paint is like a really big site, and that's actually a really big deal that she gets on this website. So Christina comes back into the kitchen, and she's like, she's attempting to be carefree reporter Christina Gibson, and she's like, well, guys, I am going to pour myself some rosé, because guess what? I got a job. And everyone's like, cheers, that's awesome. And then everyone goes, yeah, Lindsay got a new client. And Lindsay goes, yeah, I got a new client on the car on the way out today. And Christina is, I mean, the look on her face, she has this gritted, between gritted teeth, she just goes, oh, is that guac? Was it at that restaurant guac? It's funny because I was at guac earlier this week, and the manager came up and said that they were looking to get some publicity. And I said, oh, yeah, well, Lindsay, yeah, she's good. And he said, oh, well, should we go with her? And I said, yes, you should go with Lindsay Hubbard. So look at that. I had a chance, even after all the shit that you've talked about me this summer and all the times you've cut me down, I've had the opportunity to do that to you, and I didn't take it.
And the gay's like, she's not known for her eloquence.
And neither am I in recapping her non-eloquence.
It was so funny, but that was a dick move. Lindsay's like, oh, really? Congrats on your website thing. Have you ever heard of a taco contract?
Yeah, guys, I'm going to be sending press releases out for a restaurant called Guac. So, I mean, WebPaint's cool. That's like a national website that like a lot of people know about. But Guac, I don't know, kind of a deal breaker.
You guys, has anybody here heard of guacamole? Okay, did my job. Job done. Need a raise.
Christina was so mad. And just, I mean, they're...
Christina's timing is so bad. She hears everybody yelling in the kitchen. She's like, wow, guys, guess what? I've got great news. Wait, maybe you should save this.
Yeah, save it for when everyone's not already tense. Because exactly. You know, there's like,
well, that's
you.
Great. Maybe I should get another job since people are calling me fit model.
You know what's funny that you're a fit model is that I just signed a contract with a taco truck. So they have food that fit models can't eat. So don't come, Jacqueline.
Do you know what else has the perfect fit every single time? A taco shell. You heard it here first.
Christina's just angrily stabbing a knife into the counter at this point with Jacqueline. Fuck you.
So Amanda drives up. In glasses, and I put bad sign. I don't know why, but I think when it's like, okay, here's this guy who doesn't want to commit again, I'll just throw on my glasses and put my hair in a ponytail and drive for 3 hours. It's like, oh, come on, Amanda, make an effort.
But we knew that I knew that she was going down because she got her first confessional this season, at least the first one that I can remember.
I was like, yeah,
they need to get her side of something, so it's gonna get bad.
I know, but that was presumably shot after all of this, which made it really sad for Amanda, because stupid fucking Amanda. Like, do you have no gay telling you this is going nowhere? He's too old for you. He doesn't care about you, and he's going to cheat on you for the rest of your life. Come on, girl.
Yeah, girl.
So he's like, he goes, I got to come clean with her because this is a new Kyle. I'm like, you come clean with her every time you talk to her. It's going to be the same conversation.
What's to come clean with? You guys were single.
Well, supposedly, except he keeps saying that, but then he's like, well, but I really like you. So she, in the confessional, she's like, I mean, look, I wasn't expecting him to call me, but of course, like, no question, I want to spend time with him because I do think that he loves me. It's like, oh, Amanda.
He freeballs for me.
Like, at first I thought he wasn't wearing underwear, but then I found out he doesn't have to because it's like this new kind of short that he made. I mean, that's huge. It's like meeting the person who invented water.
I like to pretend that I'm the mesh in his bird dog underwear shorts.
So he does the usual speech when he's like, you know, I broke up with you because I decided that it was time to be Kyle, single Kyle. So single Kyle came out here, got wasted. He did some hangout with his wang out. You know, the usual bumpity bumpity in the night. Things that go bumpity bump bump. Little Roger Rabbit here and there, brah.
She's put on the old mullet wig. You know how good that is. Oh, yeah. That's actually one of my favorite things you do, Kyle.
But, you know, single Kyle made out with Jacqueline. And, of course, it didn't mean anything. And she's like, how many times is it not going to mean anything, Kyle? He's like, well, also, we kissed again. And she's like, what am I even doing here? He's like, look, I need someone to hold my iPad while I'm making out with Jacqueline. Am I not making myself clear? She's like, okay, I'll stay.
And then it was like, to be continued. And so that was our penultimate episode of Summer House. So, so good. The Christina shit was amazing.
It was. And I love watching, you know, dysfunctional couples on all of these shows. But this is the first one I've seen that is constantly somebody breaking up with somebody else. Yeah. Like every time Kyle has been with her, he's like, well, you know, I like you and everything, but it's time to be single, Kyle. She's like, dude, you can't just keep breaking up with me every time we see each other. We're not dating.
I know. Oh my God. I'm going to miss this show so much. I can't believe we only have one episode left with these knuckleheads.
Yeah, it'll be back and everything's about change in our little Crappins universe because it's that time of the season where every show starts changing over.
Yes. So we're going to, I think March is going to be sort of like a weird schedule. And then by April, all the new shows will start and then we'll have more of a solid schedule. But so fun. So fun. Because you know what happens in April? We get Southern Charm, we get Potomac, but also we get Real Housewives of New York City, whose trailer came out this week. And
oh man, we didn't even talk about that.
No, we didn't.
Okay, we have to do it on the Monday show then.
Okay, so on Monday, after everyone's had a week to process this trailer, we're going to dive into it.
Perfect.
Perfect. Everyone, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for tuning in this week. Hope you come back next week. Super fun. Ronnie, you're a dream.
Yeah, Ben, I love you so. Have fun on the rest of your trip. Give your mom some birthday makeouts for me.
Okay. bye, everyone. We love you. Bye.
Bye.